Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Adani Total Gas Limited Q3 FY 2024 results conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Varatharajan Sivasankaran from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Lizan. A very good evening to all the participants and the top management of Adani Total Gas. We would like to welcome all the participants and the management of Adani Total Gas to this call. A very warm welcome to all of you, and I would like to hand over the call to Adani Total management for the initial remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Varatharajan ji. I am Suresh Manglani from Adani Total Gas. Let me extend a hearty welcome to all our investors, analysts, funds for taking out their time and participating in today's call on Q3 and nine months FY 2024 results of Adani Total Gas. First, let me give you the highlights on all our businesses. In our core CGD business on CGD infrastructure as on 31st December 2023, during this quarter, Adani Total Gas has crossed 500 CNG stations milestone, and today we have 505 CNG stations as on 31st December 2023. Out of these 505 stations, as we have been emphasizing that we are also focusing simultaneously to develop our own branded, full-formatted branded station. We call it a company-owned dealer-operated or dealer-owned dealer-operated. Now we again achieved one more milestone within CNG station is 100 stations we have achieved on the format of CODO/DODO. Our steel pipe infrastructure has now increased to 11,712 inch kilometer. This forms part of a backbone CNG infrastructure, helping company to expand its reach of a PNG and CNG to large consumer base. In a summary, on an average, 3 kilometers of steel and MDPE pipeline is being laid on a daily basis by ATGL. We have added 22,700 in Q3 and 77,697 in nine months period PNG to the new homes in this financial year. Now our consumer base has grown closer to 7.8 lakhs homes. Similarly, as you all are aware that we also equally focus on developing our anchor industrial and commercial customers. We have added 222 new industrial and commercial consumers and 636 in this nine-month period. Total number, again, a milestone has been crossed. Now we have 8,000 milestone has been crossed. We have 8,071 industrial commercial consumers who are availing the benefit of piped natural gas. With this, and along with our JV, which is Indian Oil Adani Gas Private Limited, IOAGPL, which has 19 geographical areas, 30 districts. Adani Total Gas has 33 geographical areas, 94 districts. Put together, 124 districts is where we will be having or we are having our footprints. We have reached to 835 CNG stations together, 9.3 lakh homes, and 8,781 industrial and commercial consumers. Let me now give you some glimpse on e-mobility business, which you are aware that we had set up a special purpose vehicle. Adani TotalEnergies E-Mobility Limited is SPV, which is 100% subsidiary of Adani Total Gas. Within a short period of time, now we expanded our charging stations in 10 states and 46 cities. As on date, we have got live with a good utilization ratio of 329 EV charging stations, and 1,050 more EV charging stations are in the various stage of construction. We hope to expand our footprint from 10 states to 20 states, and from 46 cities to 130 cities very soon in the future. On the biomass side, you are aware that we had set up, similarly to the e-mobility, we have set up one more special purpose vehicle, Adani Total Energies Biomass Limited. Company is currently setting up agri-waste base and cattle dung based, India's largest 600-ton feedstock per day basis CBG plant in a location called Barsana, which is closer to Mathura and Agra. We are very happy that in this financial year, in 23-24, by March end, we are expecting that phase one of this plant will be commissioned and will start producing CBG from that plant as well as the organic manure. And phase two and phase three will then follow in the subsequent financial year. Besides this plant, we also got the award of a concession from Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation of 500-ton municipal solid waste-based CBG plant. We are doing a lot of preparatory work. We have already appointed our owner engineers, and we are now working with Municipal Corporation on allotment of a land parcel, and then we start working on the construction part. And plus, we are also working on several other opportunities to expand multi-fold way our bio subsidiary, like the way e-mobility subsidiary, we are making the plan. Another area which I would like to highlight to you is the, we call it LTM, LNG for transport and mining. Now the LTM also, ATGL is embarking on the opportunities in the LNG segment as a transport fuel, with building its first LNG retail outlet is already started in Dahej, Gujarat, and many more are expected in the very, very near future. We have developed a plan to set up LNG station network at almost all strategic locations in the country so that we can develop a complete network from east to west and north to south, serving the long-haul transport vehicle, trucks and buses across the country. With our consumer-centricity approach, our strategy will be to offer and explore a wider range of a sustainable energy fuel to all our consumers, which will help in reducing the carbon footprint and in achieving the Prime Minister's vision of net zero by 2070. Now, let me share with you the operational financial numbers during this quarter and in the 9 months period of this financial year. During the quarter, we have seen a good growth in our volume with fast acceleration of a CNG network and high conversion from conventional fuel to CNG. Our CNG volumes have grown by 24% in this quarter to 144 MMSCM in Q3 as compared to the last year quarter. And on a 9 month basis, CNG volume has grown by 21%. On PNG volume for Q3, we have grown by 15% on year-on basis to 80 MMSCM, while for 9 months period, it has grown by 1%, because in the past we saw high prices and trajectory and where we saw kind of a negative growth. But today we have turned around the PNG growth to positive side to 225 MMSCM. This PNG growth is largely due to recovery in PNG industry segment and our customer-centric offerings to the industrial consumer, commercial consumer and the homes. While on an overall basis, company witnessed the increase in the volume by 21% to 224 MMSCM in Q3 and 633 MMSCM in 9 months, which is up by 13%. So overall, in the 9 months, company has registered double-digit growth of a 13%. On the financial front, for the Q3 as compared to the last quarter of the last year, revenue from operations now are 1243 crore, 1243 crore, which is up by 5%. Because during the period, you all have seen that when APM ceiling came in, we have passed through the benefit which we got in gas cost to the end consumer, due to which CNG prices has gone down. And as a result, you see much slightly lesser growth on the revenue side. While volumes have grown, financially it is lesser growth because of the price rationalization for the benefit of the consumers. With increase in volume as well as efficient gas sourcing portfolio, EBITDA has increased by 26%, and the highest ever EBITDA is 301 crore in this quarter. Profit before tax and profit after tax have increased to 231 crore profit before tax, and profit after tax has grown to 172 crore. PBT is up by 15% and PAT is up by 16%. Let me give you 9-month glimpse. Our EBITDA has increased by 20% to 846 crore on a 9-month period. PBT and PAT for the 9-month periods have grown up to 655 crore and 488 crore. PAT is 488 crore. The PBT has grown in 9-month basis by 14% and the PAT PAT has grown by 15% for the 9-month period. On the HSC part, we have been adhering to the highest safety standard and we continue to maintain zero fatality rate across multiple locations that we operate pan-India basis. You are all aware that ATGL has been simultaneously focusing on ESG frameworks along with the board-backed assurance policies, which enable us to have a sustainable growth with collaborative development of the community. In Q3, we have been awarded with a Climate Action Program, CAP, CAP, committed category by CII of CAP 2.0 award program for commitment towards climate change initiative. And we also won Golden Peacock Award for HR Excellence Award 2023 for our HR best practices. Lastly, I would like to acknowledge and be thankful the role played by our shareholders, analysts, fund houses, consumers, dealers, suppliers, business partners, media friends, and all stakeholders who are associated with Adani Total Gas, and above all, our employees. I'm greatly thankful to the team ATGL for delivering quarter after quarter, overall basis, fantastic result, a good set of numbers. Happy to receive your question and respond. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, in order to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The first question is on the line of Yogesh Patil from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question, sir, and congratulations on good set of numbers. Sir, my question is related to shortfall in APM gas allocation to the priority segment. Why suddenly the APM gas allocation cut despite CNG and PNG domestic as a priority segment? Can you throw some lights on that side?
Absolutely. Yogesh, I think pleasure hearing you again. I think, and thank you for making it a point that you come every quarter investor call. I think you make others also enrich with the knowledge. Coming back to very pertinent question, I'm sure many of your friends will also like to listen our answer. Yes, shortfall grew this quarter. I think overall we had 22% shortfall in the supply of APM gas. We, in fact, the newer GA suffered little more shortfall. But if you see, the intent of the government has been very consistent. I think government maintained a strong set of a supply of APM despite there was some production losses were happening on APM side. But we saw good support from government coming of a high priority to CGD sector because, by nature, CGD is a public utility. And we are serving larger masses of a home consumer and CNG. During this period, what we understood was there was some technical issue at the on the offshore terminal side, which and we have been told that there is a lot of work going on in bringing back some sort of a more supplies. We believe this is going to be temporary phenomena of such a high shortfall. We would have some deficit because numbers are growing. You are seeing the volumes are growing. APM field is what it is, actually, we all know. But we still believe that given the government focus, government commitment, and the policy which has been laid down, we believe this is a temporary phenomena and we will be back on getting much better APM supplies. Maybe not 100%, but I think we'll get much better supplies on the APM side as well.
So, sir, as you said, this is a temporary phenomena. So, is there any communication from GAIL side or ministry side that gas, APM gas will get restored shortly? Any timeline mentioned in that notice or communication?
See, as an industry, we are engaged. We are engaged with all the stakeholders. So, this is what we understand. Now, communications are a formal one which will keep coming and going. But I think more important is that we are an engaged part of a stakeholder engagement. We've been speaking to whether it is a GAIL, whether it is a government authorities, whether it is a PPAC. I think we are engaged with all, and all of these companies are doing the same thing. We also have, you know, collective body. So what we are understanding that government is working, ONGC is working to make sure that there is some more increase in the APM gas supply. We are hopeful because, see, more important for all of us is to see positive part of the intent. Whenever we are engaging, we are seeing everybody is working hard to see more supplies come to CGD sector for home and CNG, so that when we procure higher price gas, that will may pass through to the end consumer, and government is sensitive that end consumers should not suffer higher prices. So I think my request would be let's have some patience for some more time. As an CGD entity, we believe it will happen sooner than later.
Okay, thanks. Sir, next question. You have ventured into the compressed biogas side. So we wanted to understand the cost of compressed biogas compared with the APM gas. Practically, which gas is the cheaper now in the market? And we wanted to understand that if the going forward, CBG blending to go up, then the cost of gas or CGD companies will be lower, higher? So any colors on that side?
Color, I think first we need to see India's cost. And as I said in my previous conversation with other friends, India's vision is very clearly self-reliance, sustainability, supporting on climate change cause. I think blending of 1% initially and going to 5%, even if assuming that CBG will be slightly expensive, is not going to make a difference in the pool of a gas sourcing, which we'll all do. I think the important is that India must gear up to convert this waste, which is otherwise getting burnt or getting dumped somewhere, to CBG or much better fuels. So I think cost part will come around. This is a new segment. We saw when we were manufacturing started CNG part. We saw when we started renewable power part. I think economy of scale is building up. Technological solutions are improving. Costs are going to be reducing it. We should keep some longer term horizon on the CBG part. We believe this is a big win situation for the country. And that's the reason we ventured into the CBG side, because we saw ahead of a time that this is CBG is going to be the way. We all need more renewables, more organic manure, more renewables gases coming. In my view, I think we should rather little bit cost here and there. We should not see that way. We should see how do we make more and more CBG in this country and blend or sell CBG standalone.
So, sir, currently the blending of CBG is leading overall cost of a gas higher or lower? Just wanted to understand on that side.
It will depend. You know, Yogesh, it will depend upon what is the size of a plant, what are the feedstock. You will find varying from different plant to different plant, how close you are selling from the plant. If you go to Varanasi, which is our first CBG station, you will find our CBG price 9 rupees cheaper than the CNG. Cheaper. Because it is a factory outlet. We are set up along with a factory. So there are As you understand, every business will have several dynamics. How big is a plant? I mean, Barsana, we are building up 600 tons. There will be economy of scale. How closer is the feedstock? Their feedstock is coming in the factory itself. So again, the logistic cost is reduction. How close you are selling the CBG? What is your, you know, so how much is your yield is coming from feedstock? I think there are several factors. To my mind, just to answer, you know, to make sure that you go satisfied with the answer, is that you see overall blended cost of ours, whether we are now fulfilling the shortfall from HPHT or other RLNG or other domestic gas, I think CBG will be a good bridge when we make that, because we'll have our own in-house CBG produced gas, which would perhaps be coming in the range of, you know, kind of a, this kind of a ranges till we go to the much larger scale. But larger goal is we must ensure that there is a CBG, and as the scale goes up, it will come down, the cost will come down. It is a domestically produced gas.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, sir.
Hope you are happy.
Yes, sir. Thanks. Thanks a lot for detailed answers.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. Participant, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star in one. The next question is on the line of Vartharajan Shivashankaran from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Lizan. So, continuing on the CBG part, this 600-ton plant, what would essentially be the yield of gas?
So, Vartharajanji, this is a good question. I think now, as we go along, we will be keep configuring and reconfiguring the different types of feedstock. So, current feedstock, what we have decided to use, will yield roughly 43 to 45 tons of a CBG. And so now if we get much better feedstock quality, we get some enzymes and bacteria or some catalyst to do a pre-processing, perhaps yield may go up significantly. If we get a little more deteriorated quantity, yield may come down. So on an average, we should get roughly 45 tons of a CBG from the 600 tons of a plant.
Cool. How about the 500 tons of municipal plants? What would be your expectation on that volume?
Municipal solid, again, you know, how much is going to be the, what is the quality of any organic waste which we get it, you know. So if we get a very high quality of organic waste, yield will go up. But generally, 4 to 5%, 3.5-4%. So if it is a 500 ton, 16 to 20 tons, you can expect that CBG could come. If we get a reasonably good quality of organic waste, if we get much better quality, the yield could still go to 4-4.5% or maybe 5%. The, as I said in the previous answer, you know, it's a new sector. We are developing, even the world is developing as a kind of a newer sector. This is for the world also a similar thing. Whether you go to other developed nation, all of us, we are evolving technology, evolving various bacteria, enzymes, catalysts, it will be added. So we are looking forward to various technological solutions, whether how do we enhance the yield from, let's say, 4% to, let's say, 6%. That will make a huge difference on financial outcome as well as the pricing. But for the current purpose, we should take roughly 4-4.5% that good quality organic waste should give from a municipal solid, the waste point.
So what we find is that, so, like, you know, everyone is getting into CBG. Obviously, it is something which is a welcome move. However, like, you know, as analysts, we are always fairly, what to say, apprehensive about the economics part of it, because the yield is variable, but the capex, like, you know, is upfront. So to that extent, like, you know, what would potentially be the IRR of these projects is what normally we wonder. So if you can give some kind of an idea of what to look at as a number, that would be useful.
See, one thing we should certainly satisfy you, that if Adani Group or Total Energies are entering into CBG, that means there are financial number outcomes are being seen. More importantly, since we are also Adani Group company, I think most critical part for us is what is the need for a nation. Both the side we are marrying together, but at the end of the day, still we are seeing that there are financial good number setup will be able to come. If we really do the way Adani Group and the Total Energies are known for, how do we conceive the project? How do we execute the project? How do we bring value engineering? What should all we do on OpEx optimization? I think there are several drivers which you need to put in place to make the numbers looking better. If we also follow the trend of all other plants which are already working, largely you'll find they're not giving good financial results. Despite that, we have got into this business. It means we are seeing it from different lenses. Our lenses are pretty different. Some lenses could be more myopic, our lenses are little longer term and different. We see good financial number. Maybe Parag gives you a little more better number-based response. I would say from a macro perspective, I think if we do a good job, if we are able to plan well, economic size is well, feedstock purchase is well, I think these projects are worth investing.
Varadarajan, just to sort of add in a few perspectives and which will, you know, lead to our answers of what we should expect as return on the CBG sector. ATGL on its own manner has today ROCs of at a portfolio level of close to 20%. So that in some form becomes a benchmark. As any asset matures, does that lead to a similar number? Purely from a capital allocation perspective, you would make sure that this capital is allocated into assets, you know, which give same or better returns. Having said that, CBG is a, as you rightly said, is a front-ended capex project. So you will see this ROCs, you know, building over a period of time, and therefore IRRs of this, while they are healthy, initial years, you know, will become lower, and they start growing over time. Third, the interesting part is that this is a relatively a newer sector. And as a part of any new sector, whether it is in terms of economics, whether it is in terms of assumptions around those economics, you would always look at it a little more conservative because you need to test these assumptions in the initial set of projects that we are outlaying. For us, the way if you see strategically, we are already there in Barsana, which is a agro feedstock. We are also looking at MSW projects. And the intention is to therefore see both the sides of the biogas sector. So all put together, this is how we would see. And as yields improve, as technologies improve, you will actually see a better return than what you would have estimated on day one. So that's how we would look at it. Coming back, I think, to your sort of core question, what are those hurdle rates that we look at? We certainly look at least a minimum 16% IRR when we look at these biogas projects.
That's very useful. My other question was on the ramp-up of the CNG part, like, you know, in the new geographical areas. Typically, mm-hmm. what we observe is that, at least lately, the ramp-up pace seems to be a little more muted because we see across players when they have put up new outlets in new geographical areas. But, like, you know, on the macro environment part of it, we have seen more OEM models CNG and so on and so forth. We would have expected the ramp up to be a lot more quicker, but seems to be a bit of a lag. So if there is any specific reason you have identified or based on your experience you would like to highlight, let me know that.
I think Varadarajanji, I think you asked I would say important question. Maybe let me set the factual metrics correct. I think one is that we have a couple of KPI. One, our own KPI to make sure that we serve the customer with delightness. There are no much queues, even though during peak hours. That's one KPI which we keep for ourselves. Another KPI is what we have committed to PNGRB as the minimum work program. Those are the minimum number we need to deliver, and there is a yearly ramp up. So I think if you see on the both the parameters, our MWPs are far, our actual numbers are far exceeding than the MWP program in each of our geographical area, by and large. I will give it to Mr. R.B. Singh, who is our the joint president on project side. He is going to respond to you on your observation that we are slow pacing the station. In my view, I think we need to make sure that we optimize the yield from what the stations we have built, while ensuring there is a good customer service. Customers are not suffering coming long distances, standing in the queue, filling time is more, Those are the parameters which we avoid. And if RBS will give you the perspective that how 11th round, which just came recently, how we have paced up. 9th and 10th round, we have built a large number of CNG stations. Today, the capacity is multifold installed versus what actually it is being utilized. So we are already building the infrastructure of the future. And our stations also have a capacity expansion ability to put more compressor or more dispenser. So my view is that if you will see, I think the number of stations are being fairly distributed. One more factor which also has been, perhaps maybe you are seeing number lesser is, our focus has been in the current geographical areas largely to develop CODO and DODO station, our full formatted, because we have done extensive development of a COLO station where we co-locate with oil marketing companies. So that's the reason we touched the milestone of 100. And those are difficult because we do greenfield development. Whereas you will see 11th round, almost all stations are coming under colo format. The pace will be very high. Let me ask RBS to just supplement briefly.
So, before we move there, my apprehension was that people are putting up outlets, but the volume ramp up is relatively slow. So that is my...
But that will happen, Vardarajanji. I think that will surely will happen, you see your case and my case. What do we see before we opt for such convert our vehicle? We will see continuity, reliability, strong partner who has put in place. Are they getting CNG in right time? Am I going to go dry out? There is a dry run is happening. So, and what distance I am covering, what fill I am getting, what time it is going to take in station filling. I think there are several factors which plays part in building ecosystem. So I think we decided what should be the first, chicken or egg? We said we will take the lead in developing infrastructure like other CGD's companies. And now you are seeing that result happening. People are preferring to buy CNG vehicle. There is a long queue in the OEM shop for getting the CNG fitted car. And, for I may be not correct to give you these number statistics. You may please check yourself. But what I understand, in case of a largest OEM Maruti, I think their quarterly sale was more than 25% CNG vehicle. Now, please correct the number. I am told 28%, but maybe here and there some number, notch here and up and down. But those are a public domain numbers. So because I am not Maruti spokesperson, so they are the right people to give you the number. But if that is the case, 25-28% quarterly CNG sale of the numbers is for us, it's a good news. It's a good news that our infrastructure which we built is now getting utilized and people are showing the confidence. RBS, if you can.
Sorry, 11th round?
No, CNG stations pace, building pace.
CEO already explained you about the numbers, but even if you are going with a higher pace, you can do it. If you see on 11th round, we have already completed around 87 number of CNG stations. But the biggest problem is there is no gas available in the GA. So even if we can increase, the gas availability is a big issue in 11th round, and to some extent to one or two GA of 9th and 10th round also. Just I'm citing example of Maharashtra. We have already 30 number of stations in Akola and Amravati GA together. But we have to take gas from Unison, which is almost 400 kilometers away from our station. So this is the reason why the pace, what we want to go, we may complete 200 number of stations, but the biggest issue is the availability of gas on that part. In spite of all, we are able to complete CNG station in almost all geographical area of 11th round that has been awarded to us, including Assam also. Thank you.
Hope, Vadarajan, I hope you got the answer, quite detailed answer, but hope you got it, yeah?
Sure, thanks, sir.
Any other question?
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yogesh Patil from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for giving me an opportunity again. The PNG industrial side, as the spot LNG prices and other LNG prices are on the softer side, question is, have you cut down your PNG industrial prices or PNG commercial prices in recent days or recent months? And sir, we also wanted to know your gross margins movement on the PNG industrial side over a previous quarter. And if possible, can you throw some lights on the PNG industrial demand or volume growth in last 1 to 2 quarters?
Yeah, I think I will come in, pitch in, let Rahul Bhatia, who is our National Business Development Head, give you the complete perspective on the, your questions, what you asked. So.
Good afternoon. The answer is yes, we have made our PNG pricing very, very competitive. We are ensuring a very effective value proposition to our customers. We are giving them what is called CFI, a carbon footprint initiative. So we are looking at the alternate fuels. And as you would know that in the last 12 to 18 months, the prices of LPG and various liquid fuels has been very competitive. So we've been providing them customized solutions to ensure that natural gas, PNG, continues to be very, very effective. And therefore, we are seeing an increase in volumes. To give you a little perspective, you know, from the peak sales that industrial sales that we had before the Russia-Ukraine war, our volumes, industrial volumes, have dropped to a low of about 59%. And we've already recovered a very significant amount. We are at currently at about 81-82% of those volumes. And based on our carbon footprint initiative strategy, we are very confident that we will soon be reaching the 100% and exceeding those volumes in the coming quarters.
Sir, your gross margin perspective,
Parag Parekh here. See, as Rahul explained, I think at different points of time, we land up calibrating, you know, on the demand supply on the industrial side. And to that extent, the drop in the overall gas cost prices have enabled us to, you know, pass on these prices to the end consumers. So if I have to put it from a gross margin perspective, gross margin, we were slightly short of about 18 rupees at a portfolio. And if I were to compare this a year back when the gas costs were significantly higher, we would have been about 70 to 80 paisa lower as far as our gross margin is concerned. So that's really the fine balance that is being done at ATGL, where we ensure that the pass on is happening. The pass on resultantly also has helped us in, you know, again, restoring and shoring up our volumes on both the CNI side and, of course, the growth that we saw on the priority segment.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Varatharajan for his closing comments.
Thanks, Lizan. I should thank the management and all the participants for taking time out to join the call, and for the management having given such detailed answer to all the questions. If you have any closing remarks, I would like to hand over the floor to you, sir.
Yeah, hi, this is Priyansh. So I think thank you, Antik and Varatharajan, for, you know, organizing the call. And thank you to the management team, Mr. Suresh Manglani, the AD CEO, and the Parag Parekh, CFO of ATGL, for doing this call. And if you have any further questions, please write to us. We'll be happy to answer all the questions. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.